This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Yeah, time to enjoy our breakfast masterclass.
Ooh, we're looking at the number of students taking physical sciences and that it has decreased over the past few years. For example, one source mentions a 15% drop in students taking physical sciences between 2015 and 2019. And this week is National Science Week, and we're getting into a masterclass about how to get your children more interested in the sciences, especially as they approach grade 10. We are talking with South African Institute of Physics's Dr. Brian Masara, who's joining us on the line. Doc, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for being with us, Doc. As we're celebrating National Science Week, but is there much to celebrate when we're hearing these reports that are saying that less and less learners are picking up the sciences?
Okay. Yes, the decline is quite concerning, and some schools have discontinued completely to offer science and mathematics. And as you know, physics is the basis of all science, engineering, and technology. And the physics of today is the technology of tomorrow. So that is quite concerning, and we need to address that. But this week, we are celebrating also the efforts that are there across different sections of the community and the SIP itself in trying to address this decline, so that the physics of today can be used as the technology of tomorrow. And also, you know, as you try to achieve any goal in life, you need to celebrate the small achievements that you have got. So there are also pockets of excellence in terms of science, engineering, and technology in South Africa that are taking place. And we don't just celebrate this, but also the action. What can we do together? How can we ignite, inspire, and empower the students and the parents to be involved more in science? And for us, for physics, it's for everyone to understand, because if everyone understands it, then we can improve the quality of life in our country.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts, you know, if I say to you, as a parent, I'd like to channel my child who's in grade 10, I'd like to channel them to the sciences. I mean, how would you advise me to do that as they're approaching grade 10?
Okay, as they're approaching grade 10, I think the main thing they now will be looking at the careers. What are the career opportunities and what is happening now? We have issues like data science that is on now where the jobs are. We have AI, which people are saying it's making jobs redundant, but then you need to reskill and be appropriate in those careers that are coming. But it doesn't start at grade 10. Where it really starts is at grade R. So that's what we are also now implementing, to start with the teachers at the ECD level, because it has been found that by the age of 7, a child is either attracted or repelled from science. And at that age, that's when a child is most curious. If you buy them a toy, they try to take it apart and see what is inside. So that is when you should catch them young, not wait until grade 10. So we need to start at that level. And we are working on a program to start at that level with the ECD teachers, because most of them are not science specialists and they avoid to teach science, but we are empowering them so that as the kids play at that level in their discovery center, they use science that they are discovering and they'll be interested.
And, you know, what about parents then who say, you know, I did not do sciences and maths in high school or wherever. And if my child goes and does these subjects, how in the world will I help them with homework? You know, what do you say to parents like that who are thinking we won't be able to help our children with homework because we didn't do the sciences?
Okay, life is about continuous learning. So what is important is for them to have the vision and the encouragement. They don't need to know the exact details of how to do grade 12 physical science, but they need to have the general knowledge of how that will help the child. And then they can encourage. And from the SIP, we've got a lot of resources online where the learners can be supported. We also have matric exam preparation schedules. We've got resources on USB, and a lot of resources are there. So what is important is the encouragement that they can give to their learners to be able to do that.
Right, it's National Science Week, and what are you actually doing to celebrate it?
Okay, what we are doing, we are partnering with the different universities and stakeholders, the Department of Science and Innovation and so forth. So there are different activities that we are doing. We have the hub and spoke model working with the 22 physics departments across the country. So our aim, like I said, is everyone in South Africa understanding physics. So we want to ignite curiosity about what is happening in the country in terms of science, then inspire the learners also to take up physical sciences, and also the parents to know what careers are there, and then we also empower them with resources. So there are different things like visiting schools and scientists and role models, interacting with the learners, running experiments and demos, and also webinars. And we also have Physics in My Village competition, where we are saying within the community where you are staying, physics is important in your everyday life. I try to identify where science is changing your life. For example, today when you woke up, you use the watch, and we use atoms to check the time. You're measuring your temperature, traveling to work with vehicles and so forth, the electricity. So we need to ignite that interest through competitions. We're also running the Physics Olympiad, and there's a lot of things that are happening so that we ignite and also celebrate. And we are also highlighting the main things that are happening in terms of research, like the SKA, the first quantum communication link between South Africa and China, which is the longest in the world at the moment. So those are all the things that are there. There is something for everyone. Thank you.
Right, Doc, thank you so much for your great insights that you shared with us. We appreciate your time. That's Dr. Brian Masara from the South African Institute of Physics.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.